Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the president made a pitch for infrastructure spending last night, $1.5 trillion worth, but most of that money would not come from the federal government.
Every federal dollar should be leveraged by partnering with state and local governments, and where appropriate, tapping into private sector investment to permanently fix the infrastructure deficit. And we can do it.
Joining us now is Ray LaHood, a former Republican member of Congress who was the Secretary of Transportation under President Obama. Secretary LaHood, the Trump administration is expected to propose an infrastructure spending package of about $200 billion and try to leverage the rest of that money. Will that work?
Probably not, Jeremy. The idea that the president is proposing more than $1 trillion is important because that kind of leadership is needed in order to raise the money. The idea that $200 billion will leverage that, probably, you know, the math just doesn't work there because there's just not enough private dollars or other public dollars out there, and that's the dilemma, and it will be up to Congress, obviously, to find the money to try and get the $1.5 trillion. I obviously have some ideas. Maybe we can talk about how we get to the $1.5 trillion.
But you're basically saying that $1.5 trillion is a good number. They might not get there, but $200 billion wouldn't be enough to deal with what the nation needs on infrastructure.
Yeah, look, we have 60,000 structurally deficient bridges in the country right now. The interstates are crumbling. You have 50 to 60 to 70-year-old transit systems all over America that are in need of equipment, whether it's infrastructure or cars, and we need a lot of money. There's no question about it. The one thing the president said, which was good, which is important, is it needs to be done in a bipartisan way, and certainly transportation has always been bipartisan. There are no Republican or Democratic bridges, and there are no Republican or Democratic roads. When I was in Congress, we passed 2 6-year bills, and it was very bipartisan. And it can be that way again, and particularly with the leadership from the White House, it certainly could be that way.
One of the other concerns that has come up today, and Paul Krugman writes about it in the New York Times, is that if you bring in all this private investment, you may end up with a lot more private toll roads and toll bridges, and it becomes infrastructure for the rich.
Yeah, look, if you invest in infrastructure, what you're investing in is not only roads, bridges, transits, programs, and so forth, but you're investing in the American people. The people that build infrastructure right now are the highest segment of unemployment in America today. They're the building trades. They're people that build roads, build bridges. These people need work. You know, the idea that everybody's going to benefit from the tax cut, you got to be working first before you can pay taxes. And a lot of people that build roads and bridges are not working because we've had an inadequate amount of money funding our infrastructure. So if the Congress can figure out a way to pay for this, they're going to be investing in workers all over America for the money that goes in their pockets when they're building roads and bridges.
So you said you had some ideas on that.
I do. What I've been talking about is raising the gas tax, which hasn't been raised in the last 25 years. The last time it was raised is 1993. You create opportunities for tolling in the states that don't have it. You create an infrastructure bank. President Obama proposed a $50 million infrastructure bank. Use that money to leverage. You create public-private partnerships. You create maybe some pilot programs for vehicle miles traveled. Those five pots of money, if they are created, you create a huge pot of money for opportunities to leverage against the federal share. And let me just add one other thing. In the last 3 years, 25 states have increased their own gas tax. Some very conservative states, Utah, Wyoming, Iowa, Virginia. These states, almost all of them are controlled by Republican legislators and Republican governors. And nobody's been thrown out of office because people get it. They see the gas tax going up, and then they see their friends and neighbors building roads and bridges. So politicians should really take their cues from what the states have been doing, and then you create the kind of opportunity to really rebuild America.
What about something else President Trump talked about last night, which is that he wants to streamline the permitting process, get it down to no more than 2 years and perhaps even one. Is that possible?
It is possible, Jeremy. I think what they could look at is what we did during the Obama years. We streamlined the permitting process. It can be done. Look, you don't want to compromise safety. But the answer is you can streamline it by just telling the federal agencies, do the kind of reviews simultaneously rather than waiting 2 or 3 years till one department does it, then another department. And we did some of that. The answer is yes, it's a good idea. It's a very good recommendation.
That's Ray LaHood, who was Secretary of Transportation from 2009 to 2013 under President Obama. Secretary LaHood, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.